When will the facility close?
Our dental services will end on April 11th, 2013, and medical services will end June 27th, I believe. June 27th, 2013.
Okay. Are clients being referred to someplace else?
Yes. Actually, letters are going out to patients through statements and announcements in the newspaper. We're talking to patients as they come into the clinic as well. Getting word out to all the social service agencies. Eagle View will continue to have sites in Stronghurst and Oquaka, so any patient that wants to continue to be an Eagle View patient are certainly welcome. We understand that that's a travel issue probably for a lot of our patients. The dental services will still be offered, like I said, in Oquaka and Stronghurst, and that's the service that people may have a hard time getting another provider for. And I do know that there are a group of people in McDonough County that were instrumental in getting the Eagle View site going. They are, you know, looking to see what can they do to fill that gap. Now, Stronghurst, you know, is about, I don't know, maybe 29 miles, 25 miles from Oquaka. So for people who want to come there for dental services or medical services, our medical provider in Macomb is going to be going to the Stronghurst site. So there's certainly they can continue to care with us. The hospital has said that they thought they could pick up the slack on the medical need with their employed physicians in the family practice and general practice area.
Why was the decision made to close the Macomb facility?
Well, Eagle View is just, you know, we've had several bad years, and we had to make some cuts, some very difficult cuts, and it's not been something that we've enjoyed doing. The reason the Macomb site was cut was because we did not open it with additional federal grant dollars. And so as we look at what sites we can close, we have to look at that, you know, what sites we could close without affecting our federal grant.
Do you rely at all on payments from the state?
Yes.
And are those slow coming in? Is that part of the issue?
Well, you know, just reimbursement issues in general are always a challenge. And as a federally qualified community health center, we just get a flat rate from Medicaid for a medical visit and a dental visit. And a lot of times the services that we provide are cost, you know, much more than what our flat rate is. So we adjust off quite a bit for Medicaid. So, you know, payments are slow, although things have been a little bit better in the recent past. But just reimbursement issues across the board are part of the problem.
Okay. Well, when did the facility in Macomb open?
March 2008.
And how many people are employed there?
I think 9.
And the dentist is moving up to Henderson County. Will any of the others be transferred up there?
Well, actually, the dentist actually is relocating out of the area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the physician assistant that's going to be moving to our Henderson County site.
Okay. Will anybody else be transferred?
There may be some staff that we incorporate into some open positions we have. We certainly want to give anybody a job that we possibly can. Of course, part of cutting is cutting, you know, positions as well. And we know a couple that are looking for jobs, and one has already, you know, found another job. And so we wanted to give them ample notice so that they could, you know, seek other opportunities.
All right. And who exactly is it that you serve?
We serve everyone. A lot of people have the misunderstanding that we only serve low-income and Medicaid patients, and that's not the case. We serve anyone that's privately insured. We provide services to Medicare patients. We do provide services to low-income patients who are uninsured completely, and we give them a discount on their care based on their family size and income. And it all relates back to the federal poverty guidelines.
All right. So how does the federal reimbursement, the federal money you were getting, is that to help you, provide services to more low-income people?
Yes. It is actually to help us cover what we call uncompensated care. And that's when we have to adjust off for Medicaid and our slating fee discount. It's to help supplement us, and we get that amount annually. And when we opened the Macomb site, we didn't get any additional grant funds to do that, so we were stretching out our grant dollars even further. And like last year, we supplemented that site $250,000.
Okay. Is the Affordable Care Act, the pending implementation of that, did that have any impact on this decision?
I wouldn't say that, you know, that specifically had anything to do with it. You know, it's certainly something that we have to take into consideration as we strategically look at the next few years. The other thing that, in fact, we were just talking about this morning is the sequester that's been pushed back. We know that very likely that's going to cut our federal grant dollars even more. We're hearing like possibly as much as 9% now that the sequester was delayed until March 1st.
So those federal dollars that you're already kind of spreading around a little bit too much perhaps, or would be spread even thinner?
Yeah, we're going to be cut, yes.
All right. Anything you want to add about this?
No, just that, you know, we want certainly the people in the area to know that this has not been something that we wanted to do. We've certainly enjoyed serving McDonough County, and our board members have really, really, this has been very difficult for them. We've had to make these cuts kicking and screaming, is what I've said, because it just, on paper, it's real easy to say this is what's got to be done, but when you take it through your heart and our mission, you know, we're mission-driven, and it's real hard to do that. So we certainly have, it's been a pleasure, and we're very, very saddened that we have to do this.